Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's one out of three. That's what they have to win.
No jinxing.
One out of three. I'm not
jinxing.
Don't say I'm just. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I did not. No, I didn't. No, please tell me.
I didn't wear my.
Was I too loud there, Pony? No. Were you touching your ears?
No, I'm just so terrified. You're going to jinx it.
No, I'm not. Don't. Please don't put that on me. Please don't put that on me.
It is so hot in Vegas.
How hot is it?
That in the arena, it's not cold. And there have been some complaints about the ice.
I heard that in practice, two players drowned.
Hello! Wow. What an amazing vehicle. It looks like you do a lot of work in here. Hey, man. How many projects do you have going simultaneously, my young friend?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Washington's winner, all-hit WAVA.
I was drunk. Named my dad. Got out of prison. Anyway, I'm sorry. Hi, how are you? I'm not doing that.
You tricked me.
I know. I put them somewhere else. So
Casey Kasem is like the only guy that talks out of a jingle. I almost always go into a record.
That's true. I apologize for that. Please accept my most humble apology for, sometimes I don't know what I'm going to do when the show starts. So.
Washington's winner, all-hit WAVA.
And now a dedication about guns and trucks and a little bit of both. He was a little dog named Snuggles. And he's, what's that? Do we start again? Is Don on the phone? Huh? I want someone to make a concerted effort that I got to come out from a, anyway.
I got to rambling. Play that tape for Shannon Zabios a few days ago. She had never heard it.
Really?
She had not.
She had never heard it. And I said, listen to this. And I'm not sure she's too young to remember 1840.
Yeah, no.
And I said, Casey Kasem was a really big deal. So it was a huge deal when this tape leaked. And she said,
too young to remember the Obama first
exactly.
inauguration.
She didn't think it was as funny as she thought it was sad that the dog was dead.
So, yeah.
Focusing on the wrong thing. I've always said, you're focusing on the wrong thing, Shannon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's wonderful.
It's the dead dog story out of an up-tempo song.
Yeah, they're kind of Ask Me by the Pointer Sisters.
Yeah.
She can always be.
In the know.
You can't come out of Kesha into a dead dog.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
I got to talk about a dog dying. That's way back when they edited things with razor blades and tape.
Yep.
That's how they did that with Casey. No, Casey probably had multi-track, big time multi-track American Top 40.
Because I know that he was listening to the record when he was coming out of it, but we couldn't hear that on the tape. I think the shortest, sweetest, great moment in that is when he says, join us this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2.
2? 2 a.m.?
Finding out that's as clear? 2 a.m.? Not okay.
That's like a local program director to go, man, I hate that show. Put it on at 2 in the morning if we have to run it. We've got a contractual obligation. Put it on at 2.
Don't worry. They'll get their chewing gum spots.
Exactly. Yeah.
Clear as hell. 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Put it on at 2 in the morning and tell them that we're going on their talk station. Anyway.
2?
Hi. Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to be with you. Nervous Town, USA, because the big game tonight in Lost Wages, Nevada, and we have a contingent of listeners from Las Vegas and a large contingent from Washington, D.C., but we are, most of us, Washingtonians by career for me, even though I moved out of there. Rob is a lifelong
by birth
D.C. guy, and he's lived in McLean and Northern Virginia his entire
Vienna,
life.
Vienna, boo. Rock the Brown.
Oscar. has lived in Maryland his entire life. These are the suburbs of Washington, D.C., so it is a huge deal tonight.
Big deal.
And I suppose they'll be doing, it's one out of three. That's what they have to win.
No jinxing.
One out of three. I'm not
jinxing.
Don't say I'm just. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I did not. No, I didn't. No, please tell me.
I didn't wear my.
Was I too loud there, Pony? No. Were you touching your ears?
No, I'm just so terrified. You're going to jinx it.
No, I'm not. Don't, please don't put that on me. Please don't put that on me. DGH,
Mike,
don't get
fine.
Happy.
You can't. You can't jinx it.
I can't do it.
You sounded like you're ramping up to accept the cup.
No, I did. That is so unfair. That is so terribly unfair.
What is
you're
happening
going to
here?
Upset me this early in weird. The day. Why are we having that?
Well, it's okay, Ed. We went down on. To the animal part.
Let me explain what's going on. All right.
Yes.
No, if I say that, then it's going to be the reverse whammy, and I'm not going to. But there are no guarantees in sports.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's true.
Here we go.
That's true.
DGHs don't get happy. There's no way to get happy. Nor does anyone expect, an easy resolution to this dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that the team has never been in this position before.
No.
So that's special. And I also have to say that, I have been on the other end of 3-1 situations where, you can't get happy. It's sports. There's a reason it's called a 7-game series. So it's back to Las Vegas.
You're
we'll
beside
see what
yourself right now. Look at you.
Well, because the Warriors.
I wasn't until I started talking to you mooks. That's when I started getting all
the Warriors yesterday. This is probably the hardest game that they fought in the current series with the Cavs, right?
Right.
Thank you for bringing basketball in, because I think we ignore that sport where they're also having their final, mm-hmm. and 3-0, that's the time of year.
Warriors, it looked like LeBron and the Cavs had a chance yesterday to actually get one. They didn't. But I would say this, that as Curry missed multiple shots yesterday, I said, they got happy. They got happy.
Yeah, you mustn't get happy.
They were up 2-0. They were dominating the first two games. You go in game three, and now look at this. Look what's happening. Now they pulled it off because Durant came and
played
his game.
For those of us that might not follow the basketball game, please update us on the status of the NBA finals.
Yeah, Golden State Warriors, Cleveland Cavaliers. It feels like it's the same show on repeat every final for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the Warriors are...
Where does it stand right now? That's
3-0. Warriors take the lead. 3-0.
3-0 Warriors. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No way they're going to blow that one.
Well, they can't.
They can. What are you talking about?
It'll never happen.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, realistically,
I think when Pony said that and the way the non-sports guy said that, that it was some sort of mathematical equation that he was saying.
If you take the cosine.
Well, they can. It's not possible. Now it's over. No, it would be over if they won a fourth game, Pony.
That's right.
That's the way that would happen. And the way you said it with your non-sports game way. Well, don't be an idiot. They can. It's 3-0. That means it's over. No, then they wouldn't have to play the fourth game.
What Pony is doing is he's being a handicapper, and he's giving you his lock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Mike,
guaranteed.
What we talked about yesterday, it's true today, is that nothing is guaranteed and nothing is over till it's over.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's,
right?
Mm-hmm. That's
can't argue that.
True.
Now, there are people here.
What are you referring to?
I'm referring to the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, okay.
Their probable comeback.
The Boston Red Sox in 2004, down 3-1. To the New York Yankees, I had stripped down to my underwear in.
I remember
where was I? What part of Virginia? I'm trying to think where it was. Broad Run, Virginia.
Yes.
And I'm in an A-frame that I'm renting, and Carla is sitting there looking at me, being ridiculous. And then I came back in with my Red Sox cap on in my underwear, and I said to her, "No, no, I'll be there next year. I'm going to be there the year after. I'm going to be there forever. That's just the way it is. I'm not giving up on him. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to come back mm-hmm. again. So I'm not going to be one of these guys." And suddenly the worm turned, not mine.
I was going to say, that might have been quite a sight.
And so anything can happen, and it's a wonderful time of year for sports fans because these are our diversions.
It's okay to be hopeful. It's okay, right? But do not get happy.
And we should be cognizant of the fact that in many corners of the United States, no one gives a rat's ass about.
Yeah, this never happens to us though, Mike. Usually it's the wah wah wah. We're the worst.
Yeah,
it's there's we'll never an opportunity for the nation's capital.
Yes,
and the long suffering sports fans of the nation's capital. And for those of us that are those of you that are listening right now that are saying, oh, there they go again. Oh, get bent.
Yeah,
we don't have many opportunities to do this.
Now the question is, who amongst us is going downtown to the Capital One Arena to celebrate with the masses in the streets?
A Pony and I will be there.
Of course.
Are you really going to go downtown
tonight? No chance.
It looks like it's a disaster.
You bait and switched me there, too. I was like, wow.
I'm going to be in Fairfax enjoying it as we record.
Oh, you record Big O and Gooch?
Yeah. All
right. We're like, maybe we should change. We'll just watch it together.
That's awesome.
You can still do a fine show. You know, one of the first Don and Mike Las Vegas styled shows was scheduled at the same time as the finale of the first season of Survivor.
Oh no, really?
And it was really dicey for a while.
Did you guys have a good time?
We do. We still sold out the place, it was a lot of concern. So you'll do fine.
Laugh show.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Probst, and now he's getting plastic surgery. That's right.
We asked him about it, and he looked surprised.
So who knows? Listen, I'm going to try to keep it together, but it is a nice position to be in. That's the only thing you can say.
That's true.
There is less stress than there is on the opposing team. But with that said, if they manage to eke one out and then eke another one out, then it's all bets right. To be honest with you, they win tonight, suddenly the nerves and the stress of the situation changes dramatically. So we'll see.
Do you think the stress and nerves actually benefits Vegas a little bit?
I think the do or die-ness
of it?
Absolutely. 1,000%. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the sports question. That's right.
I have another sports question. And I get to ask you because you actually skated.
Yes.
Our friends from ESPN The Morning Roast, Clinton Yates, he said he went out for a couple games in Vegas to cover the game for ESPN.
Okay.
Or the final for ESPN, and he said that it is so hot in Vegas.
How hot is it?
That in the arena, it's not cold. And there have been some complaints about the ice.
I heard that in practice, two players drowned.
All right, Chicken.
I just want Mike to answer one serious question.
We have had heat in D.C. I live in Florida. We certainly have heat down there. Vegas is the only place where I walked outside of my hotel room during one of those junkets I used to take out to Las Vegas, and I actually started getting a little wavy at about the three-quarter mile mark. It was that intense. Because they said dry heat, I thought I could handle it. But no, it's scary heat.
It is scary. I've always out there once. When you breathe in, you feel hot air in your lungs. I mean, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It is that hot that it stays on.
Is the ice light? Because it's not.
The ice is bad. The ice is bad.
And how does that affect everybody?
It affects everybody. Okay. And the thing is, they're doing things like making sure that they go to extra lengths. You'll probably see a lot of different curtains up there to keep the hot air out. They've made a lot of effort to, in fact, they think about it all the time, making the ice surface what it should be. They can only do so much, and that creates rolling pucks, bouncing pucks, and it just affects the ice surface.
I had not heard that, and that's the first time I heard that there have been a few complaints about the ice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I was like, would it be as simple as putting the ice on ice? Bags of ice.
Putting like two layers or something?
Bags of ice on the ice before the actual game starts?
No. Hey, we could do even
bags
better.
Bags of ice won't help that at all.
How about
bags of ice? Yeah. Go down to the local 7-Eleven and get a couple of, what's
party
it called?
Party ice. Party ice.
Get a couple of bags of party
ice. You see, what he's just thinking halfway. You need to go all the way. Use dry ice, which is colder, and it makes an exciting game because
it's
foggy.
They have a refrigeration system underground, under the surface.
Maybe
that
you know
they
what?
Use. That's what they do. You don't. It's you guys are making it sound like you need to put stuff on top.
You're right,
to
Mike.
Freeze it. This is not an ice cube in a refrigerator, you rubes.
Let's check the system because if it's like set on 5 or 6, I know from my refrigerator that 9 is coldest.
Okay.
So turn the dial to 9. Mm.
Okay.
Just for game nights.
Or how about less pyro and less nights and less special
effects? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And more refrigeration.
All I know, go to one of those outdoor pool bars in Las Vegas now and you order yourself a nice little little toddy, maybe a brown liquor, lots of ice,
yeah,
in a short glass, in a rocks glass,
yes,
and they hand it to you, and they go, hey, it's already melted. That's how quick it happens.
That's so true.
That's how.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So to the Vegas Golden Knights, you know, we know we got a lot of fans out in Las Vegas. We're very, very excited about this. To the Washington Caps, our hometown team, best of luck in the game tonight.
Yes.
And everybody is going to melt into the ice surface. You're just like the Wizard of Oz. And the Wizard of Oz will raise its ugly Rob Spiewak head later in the broadcast. So be aware of that.
Wow.
You know, you and your mob get excited about. And they all tracked with you yesterday. My God. What is wrong with you people? But anyway.
That's a great man, Mike. We lost a great man.
Okay. We're doing it in news you may not need. Keep it in your pants.
D-G-H.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
DGH.
DGH and Party Ice.
Right. And Pony, any predictions for tonight's game?
Oh, it's definitely going to be the Capitals.
Oh, okay. No!
There it is. There he is.
Pony, you
If you want to blame anybody. Thanks for taking it off of me. I appreciate that. Thank you. All right, start the show, you hump.
Absolutely. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't even trust the hotel. As soon as I check in, I put a do not disturb on the hook. It sits there for the amount of time I'm in the room. Yeah, you think I'm dumb? You think I'm dumb? Think I'm gonna have the maid come in and steal everything that I got? Wash out my glasses with some dirty panties?
No, yes.
Nobody comes into my room. I throw everything in the hallway. Take the dirty towels right in the hallway. That coffee machine that's in the bathroom, I throw that out. Who the hell is making coffee next to the toilet? And I'll rearrange an entire hotel room. I don't like a lot of clutter. As soon as I check in, I look to see what's going on in the room. If it's too many things, I start rearranging. I'll take a chair, I'll throw it in the elevator, and I'll send it to the lobby. People get in the elevator, they think it's part of the hotel. They're like, wow, this is fabulous. They have furniture in here. My feet are just killing me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
On a dark desert highway.
Live from the heart of our nation's capital, Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, Eagles. Interesting start to the show. Very high energy, Rob. I'm not sure why we're playing.
Because it was a bit about a hotel.
Oh, there it is. Now I get it. The Mike O'Mara Show is a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. You can listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app with time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, Eagles!
On a dark desert highway.
Customized settings and a sleep timer,
baby,
plus the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Glenn Fry, Don Henley.
Vocal Fry.
Joe Walsh, yeah. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. And you can call us anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Yoko CO.
Yay.
Yoko CO. Yoko CO. Yoko CO. Do you work in marketing? Do you believe in the work you do? Why? Yoko CO is a digital marketing agency, and they ask themselves those same questions, which is why they only work with organizations who have a purpose beyond profit. That's not to say profit isn't important, because it absolutely is, but that doesn't have to be the end of the story. And at Yoko CO, they understand that. So if you believe in the work your organization does, and if you show up each day for more than just a paycheck, you should give Yoko CO a look. They offer a range of digital marketing services, including website design, search engine optimization, social media, and email marketing. And if you think you're not getting the most out of your website, Yoko CO can help. Learn more at yokoco.com/TMOS. That's yokoco.com/TMOS. Lots of O's there.
You can also access them just by clicking the button at our website, and that might be the easiest thing to do.
And if you want to wonder why all those O's are in there, because in the words of George Takei, Oh my. Oh my. Oh my God, did we have an ass load of clams last night?
Wow.
Oh, it was clam night. Clam night.
I love clam night.
Who's clam day? Who wants clam day? Having clam day. Yeah, we had our friends Zach and Misty over for clam night, and they've got they're plugged in up here because they live up here year round, and he's a lobster fisherman, so he knows the. Oh my God, it was incredible!
Did he actually go gather the clams? Or did he buy them?
No, he's not a clammer. He's a lobsterman. You see, I'm a clammer.
I've been clamming, and it's crazy. The people that are good at it, because what happens is you go to where the tide is low, so you're on a
clamming. I don't picture you doing that. You've been clamming?
Yeah, it's pretty cool because
you do that thing where you get four clams, right? You just go out for an hour.
We got like 45 or 50 each. They as they say on the Eastern Shore, they were really signing. They were signing today.
What is signing?
Signing is when you go. It's low tide.
Where they pee? Where they go? Where they pee?
Well, no, it's actually, I believe it's air that goes up through the wet sand, and it makes a little keyhole-shaped hole in the sand, and then you know that's where you dig. You have a little clam rake.
Well, the clams here, the little necks here, will spray. There, you'll step on an area.
That's a category.
Through the clam.
What do you mean they spray?
Spraying clam. Don't Google it.
They'll shoot water or whatever they're shooting up through the sand, and you'll know that there's a clam there. And
that's cool.
They were spectacular.
Like a little geyser.
Yeah.
A little geyser. Not all of them do that, but occasionally they do that. And then you kind of know, hey, this is an area where there might be some clams. But we just got them from a place that wholesales clams.
Good.
And they were phenomenal. And I fired up. I've got my propane little machine that I have down here where it's the burner that sits on a metal frame. And then
put
a giant pot there. And then I've got the thing you lower into it and you put the clams
in. You could conceivably deep fry a turkey with this apparatus, but you use it for clams.
You could deep fry a turkey, but we use it for steaming lobsters and clams. And you get them in there, and then it was just a clam orgy. And Carla doesn't like clams, so
why?
She didn't have any. She doesn't care for them. She doesn't like
them.
Oh,
God, they're so good.
They're fantastic. So it was just you and Zach
and Misty. And Carla had one. It was like, well, let me try one. Okay. And I'm like, okay, then why did you have to eat one? Anyway, so
does she like the pretty shells?
No, she doesn't. And we left the shells, unfortunately, in the bucket that we used for the graveyard, and something got into them last night because we forgot to take them down off the deck.
He got into Monsieur's bucket.
Yes, Monsieur's bucket. Would you like a wafer thin mint right now?
Thank you very much. I'm full.
No, it's just a good time. Good time was had by all. You can't help but when you're cooking like that and you got a big steamer out in your backyard, you can't help but feel like you're really part of the land up here.
What did you have with the clams? Any side dishes?
Yeah, we had blueberry compote. I don't know. I didn't eat anything besides the clams.
That's living pretty high on the hog when you can actually subsist on the shellfish themselves.
Well, Carla made for people that didn't want to eat clams.
Her.
And there were four of us, so it was her.
So she made for herself.
But she served like a full... We kind of had them as appetizers, and she served corned beef and cabbage because...
Oh, that's right.
There's nothing you want after eating clams than a... Then beef and
so you're still on that low sodium thing.
Yes. I woke up at 3:00 in the morning going, I can't. I need slow ass hot.
You woke up and you could have sung. You could have sung for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. And then we at the end of the meal, Zach got a text from the mechanic that said Gami's ready. The truck is ready. And so I said, well, let's go get it. He said, it's up to you. I said, well, don't say it's up to me. So it's up to you. I said, well, you want to get it? You want to get it? I said, Zach, I'll do whatever you want. I said, well, it doesn't matter to me. I said, Zach, make the call. Make the call. I said, well, we can go get it. I said, okay, let's go get it. And so I hadn't listened
to Zach.
Has
Zach ever done news on the radio?
Oh, I love it.
I, because I'm such a good listener,
yes,
had not heard Zach. I assumed that the place where the truck was being repaired was this place that was 6-7 minutes away.
Okay.
Just down the road a piece. Mm. And I didn't know until we got on the road and we were driving past it. I said, oh, I thought that's where we were going. He said, no, we're going to Trenton, which might as well be Canada.
God.
And then we went in there and we got the truck. And he has to go way over to his buddies where they're working on this truck.
Right.
And then there was his buddy in there, and there was another guy in there, and then it was me, Mr. Soft Hands, non-mechanical me, and I followed Zach in there.
How late is this? Because if it's after dinner, what time is it?
Don't they close
seven,
at 5?
7:30. Yeah. No, this guy's got it right next to his house.
You missed Wheel.
There. Yeah, Rob, so you immediately assume that a mechanic's location is in a strip mall somewhere, and it's like, no, up here.
Well, no, I assumed that he had business hours. That's what I assumed.
They live next door to where they, and they, okay. There really aren't hours.
Live where
it's
you
not
work.
A sign. Yeah. They're not work a sign out front or anything like that, so that's the way they roll.
That's cool.
Here, okay?
Did the guy, the guy look more or less... like he could tear you apart with his bare hands?
No. To be honest with you, he was a younger guy that looked very smart, and he was just kind of normal. He was a kid in his 20s with a sweatshirt on and jeans.
Oh, so he knew his way around a car. I always think of like someone that is working on their own car.
Right.
Usually has muscles.
Yeah.
Well, right? Bigger dudes.
Yeah, bigger dude.
Here's what happened. Yes. So we get out of the truck. And Zach does, I start to just look around waiting because
wide-eyed.
I'm a suburban. I'm expecting someone to come out and greet. Well, that's not going to happen. And Zach starts to trundle right into the garage. And so I follow. And
right.
then I begin to follow. And then we walk in and Zach begins to converse with this guy. And I'm just standing there. And how would I best describe my demeanor? As this conversation goes into the 45-minute mark.
Uncomfortable?
I'm sitting there going...
oh.
I am slightly intimidated, I'm slightly intimidated.
By his by overall masculine
he's listening.
Essence?
Zach's listening right now. He's listening right
Zach.
Now. I'm a little bit intimidated by the whole thing.
What are you intimidated
ha-ha,
by?
That's right.
Huh? Intimidated by
men being men, because in this world of ours, coming from the soft suburbs where the only thing we do is make a phone call and being
you
around men.
You also are a guy that takes his car to the dealership.
I take the car to the dealership.
Yeah.
That's what I have done for most of my adult life.
I bought it there. I take it there.
That's right. They won't steer me wrong.
Well, you're probably right about that. So that's a nice tip in to make me feel even more a wussified.
With this. Men.
Hi. I turned it. I'm worried that if I inject myself into the conversation, I will sound like Jiminy Click. Jiminy Prick. I'm worried that I'll say because they're like, what was the transmission here? What's the thing? So it's like,
transmissions, do they tend to burn out in those cars? I mean trucks. There are lots of those big burly trucks around the yard.
I don't say anything. And there are two young guys talking. There's an older guy that interjects sometime. And they said something about the weather. And then I said, well, where I live, we just worry about. And I'm trying to make it as dire and as tough as I can.
Sure.
And so I say, what I worry about is hurricanes where we live. Silence. And I'm just, okay, just keep talking. Please just talk amongst yourselves. I'll be wait over here.
Hey, look, there's a cat. I'm going to go pet it.
And I'm rocking back and forth on both feet.
Do you have a lot of wrenches? There's so much oil on that. It smells like oil. Is that motor oil? Is that some sort of fluid that you put in the machines, boy?
I felt very out of place.
That's a great brand. That's so really. I noticed that you've got trucks, cars, and snowmobiles in this garage. That's really. I guess you can't use those in May because there's no snow in the ground, is there, boys? Yeah.
I'm a little off.
Hurricanes, boy.
He leans against like the plow, the actual blade, right?
Right.
And he's like, this looks like a solid blade, and everything falls in back of him.
Yeah, clunk. Like Pee Wee Herman and the motorcycles, right? Yeah. Yeah.
When they're talking, all I can do, I'm not part of the conversation, so I'm just going, nah, yeah. Just looking with my head on a swivel, just looking, what's over here? What's over here? What's over here? And then at one point, Zach says, there's an ATV. You should get your little guy one of those. And I'm like, oh, no, I think the electric's fine. Says, no, I'm going to get him a real one. And then the other guy says, yeah, my son's been riding a real one since he was three. I say, well, I guess that's because I'm a complete pussy. Thank you very much. I guess I can't use that word.
You can do what you want, Mike.
Yeah, I think you're okay.
I wasn't using it the same way that our president did. So
no.
Anywho, as the conversation goes on, I'm trying to position myself in different spots, and there's a truck in the middle of the garage, and I'm hiding it. I'm standing there, but I'm hiding, you know. And I just put
you're
my
trying
hands
to make yourself invisible.
I put my hands up on the bed of the truck, and then I'm just kind of putting my face down. And all I'm thinking during the time thing is like, oh, please let this be over.
Please let this be over. I just want to go home. I want to go home.
It was interesting. It was very, very interesting.
How much time did you end up spending in the manly den?
7 days. Seven long days.
Oh, no,
we're
no.
still there as far as I'm concerned. No. But Gami is back in the driveway, and my vehicle, my summertime vehicle.
Status of
there.
The air conditioner?
Haven't had a chance to try because it was chilly up here last night.
Right.
But I put the heat on and that worked. And I think that the air is going to work too. And I'll probably, get a chance to try that out. But I'm very, very excited. I go with a love-hate relationship with the truck. I go from,
well, with everything.
I go from saying this is going to be a nice solution for us for the summer to the idea of hurling myself deeper and further into debt by putting another vehicle there, but that's not going to happen. It's a constant battle with me.
Yes.
It's a constant battle between the past and the present, the new status and the old status, you know, but I'm liking this. And we love our friend Zach and Misty. We laugh more with them than anybody. It's
excellent.
Just constant. And he loves my kid. And although I did have that moment where he was playing hide and seek with Michael and literally chasing him around the yard, I sort of said to myself, oh man, that's what a young father would be like. Yes, that's what a young father would be. Right now I would just be gimping around. And I said I'll play hide and seek with you too, Michael, but we'll do it in of doors where your father can walk to find you.
Why don't you use you can play hide and seek outdoors, but just use a laser pointer,
Mike.
I'm over here.
You play to your strengths?
What do you mean?
Like when you're in awkward situations, and I completely understand. I think most people that feel out of their element, especially.
Doesn't happen to me very often, no, Oscar, to be honest with you.
But you should play on your strengths when that happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to fit in, really take over the room. You should take over the room in the only way you know how.
Mm-hmm.
is with your booming voice.
Yes.
Your talent, your bravado.
That's a spectacular truck. Hello. Wow. What an amazing vehicle. It looks like you do a lot of work in here. Hey, man. How many projects do you have going simultaneously, my young friend? Who is your older gentleman over here sitting on the bucket in the corner? Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara, radio host. It's great to be with you. I don't talk like you because I am from away. Far away in Florida, where we have hurricanes. Hello, boys. I'm Mike O'Mara. You need not talk about trucks and transmissions. I am here. Let's talk about pop culture. How about that? That will be a fine subject. Yes, sirree. Have you watched Killing Eve? Yes, have you heard that Val Kilmer is going to be in the new Top Gun movie? I don't need to know about the carburetor in that ATV, or if it even has one. I don't even know that. Yes, sirree.
Who are you again?
I'm Mike O'Mara, radio host with soft, doughy hands. There is no grease under these fingernails. No, I use these hands to express myself when I'm talking. Jesus
Christ. Yeah, as he says, play to your strengths.
That would diffuse everything.
No, but can I tell you why I'm into? Because I wish I was more Doesn't every guy wish he was more mechanically inclined?
Yeah, but
I really wish I was.
But unless
more
you have a
inclined.
Passion for it, and frankly, if you have the time, it's a time suck.
Well, it's a time suck, but
time
it's
vampire.
But if you're great
it fascinates
at it,
me.
You're
yeah.
fast. It's efficient. You can make a living at it.
All right, let me ask all of you.
Okay,
let me ask all of you.
May
this.
Cost more to do.
You especially, Oscar.
Yes.
Don't you feel an enormous feeling of satisfaction when you tackle a mechanical project or a household product and you achieve? You've done it more than anybody.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
I do. I feel fantastic.
I do. You know? I feel great, but as more is put on my plate, by no one's fault but myself, where I am starting to find places where, you know, it'd be nice to learn that, but it's also important to pay experts to do it.
Yeah, because, well, I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. Yes. But it's just something to have that knowledge. And that's what my friend Zach does. He's taking it to his buddy who's a mechanic. And that's the way he rolls. And
You speak truth. Yes. Like when you do, I've done some electrical projects at my house. And when you turn the fuse back on and the house doesn't burn down, you feel like a million bucks. Yeah,
and
it's
you
great.
Hope for the best.
You really do. You really
like,
do.
I hope that doesn't come on.
Like when I put every wire wrong on my thermostat because I put it everyone one slot down. And I had to rewire the whole thing.
Thermostats take forever.
But then it worked. And it's like, that's so
cool. I did a household project as recent as yesterday.
What was that?
I actually put air in some bicycle tires.
Good for you.
That's not a household project.
I guess that's not true.
But almost every day you fix the printer.
But they're firm now, boy. They're firm, and I did it with these hands.
Those two hands.
The strength of 10 men.
Got a little dirty working that bicycle pump. Yeah, you know, it's a little tricky.
You gotta turn
the wheel to get that little spigot where you,
you
put the nipple on it.
Don't want to lose the cap.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Put it in a safe place.
So anyway, manly men. Men.
Men.
Can you ride your bike to Zach's? Yeah, right next door.
No, too many hills. Hills. Yeah, I'd be going up the hill and I'd die if I did that. He's got there are hills up here. We've discussed that before. I'll be riding my bike before the summer's over. I'll do that. Right. I promise you.
Now that you got air in the tires, nothing's stopping you.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to change the transmission and pedal a bicycle up Mount Rushmore. Yay! That's me. All right, enough of that. But fun, always fun. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Mara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for. Afraid you might not pass a drug test? Don't worry, we hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon-written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a fact from Cornerstone First Financial. Home values are at the highest levels in 14 years, which means there's trillions of dollars in equity out there. It's a perfect time to use your home as a virtual ATM for debt consolidation, a divorce buyout, home improvements, or anything else, especially since the tax deductibility implications on a HELOC, is that the correct pronunciation?
HELOC, yeah.
Have changed this year. By the way, HELOC stands for Home Equity Line of Credit. Oh, I have one of those.
Sure.
I should have known it.
Mm-hmm.
Or simply Home Equity Line. I don't know about that. I don't know about engines.
Yeah,
so
but you know
stupid.
What? You go to Cornerstone First Financial, they'll tell you all about it.
Well, if you're buying a home, Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and can set their own rates and beat all others. You can get pre-approved before you work with an agent so you know what you qualify for, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you. There is
Happy belated birthday to Mark. He had a birthday the day before yesterday was so festive, they opened late yesterday.
Really?
Yes. Happy birthday. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Fun. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. See, that means he's, to me, that right there, that would sell me.
Living his life,
he's
Mike.
A great guy.
Living his
he's
life.
He's a cool guy. He's a cool guy. There's a major, major story in how we're able to even come into work today ourselves. It's amazing to me. Let me share this with you if you're not aware of it, listening audience. IHOP stands for International House of Pancakes.
Yes.
The chain has been around for 60 years and has used the IHOP acronym since 1973.
Okay.
So, what in the name of a rooty tooty fresh and fruity is IHOP thinking by changing its name to IHOB?
Oh.
IHOP tweeted and posted to its Facebook page on Tuesday that it plans to flip the P in its name on June 11th. Now, obviously, people have been, and here's what they say, for 60 pancaking years, we've been IHOP. Now we're flipping our name to IHOB. Find out what it could be. Well, I know it's going to be, it's International House of Breakfast, right?
It would almost have to be, or they're doing something nutty about like flipping the letter, like flipping a pancake.
See, it's a complete ruse, isn't it?
It's got to be. The first thing when I saw it, I made sure that it wasn't like dated April 1st and it was like a lost April Fool's gag. Because it's dumb.
The Boston Globe, who has the latest story on my feed from an hour ago, says the same thing that you guys are saying, but it says allegedly changing its name in parentheses.
So it could be just a big, you were so upset about us changing our name
that we're not going to change our name. All right. It's the hot hangout for the college, high school theater kids after a show. They always go to IHOP.
This is not 100%. It's just saying,
all right,
breakfast lovers everywhere unite. The International House of Pancakes may be changing its name, but they want you to guess what's next, as you mentioned in a tweet beforehand. But of course, pancake lovers aren't sure this is happening. Wheels are spinning. Now, the International House of Breakfast would make sense.
Yeah, but it's branding.
Yeah, it's IHOP. I mean,
how much damage do you do?
International House of Bacon? Is it Bacon Appreciation
Day? Oh, that could be that. Mm-hmm.
Or really what I think I'm leaning to, which is International House of BS. I think that's really, because this is just, it says here the IHOP social media team clearly having fun with the speculation, and they came up with their own goofy suggestion. Okay, this is just a big get.
And we're doing it right now.
Here I am being, yes, Pony, you're right. Thank you. That's right. Here I am, sit there and play with the computer. I'm filling time. Yes, I'm talking about it. Maybe I shouldn't have been, but I'm doing it. I can't.
They should focus on making it a better place, because it's not that great. I don't know how it got international fame, let alone domestically.
They're not immediately available for comment.
They're busy making pancakes.
Mac, do you have any insight on this?
Yeah.
Hold on a sec.
Oh, here we go.
I found out what the B stands for.
Okay.
It's the International House of Bancakes.
Pancakes.
Pancakes?
Kidding.
Was he doing a joke?
Could we take a moment?
Yes. I mean, Mac,
stop. Stop digging.
What a stinker.
Let's just take a moment. and let it hang
He's
in the
really
air.
Proud of himself. I hear him giggling.
Yeah. He's giggling because he's still alive. He cheated death again.
Pancakes?
Yeah.
I gather that Mac would probably have eaten at IHOP more than any of us in
the last probably
month.
Telling people I'm going to college, but instead, a nice omelet.
Not
Mac,
once.
Mac, do you like IHOP?
Never been.
You've never been.
You're a Red Lobster guy.
Yeah, he does like Red Lobster.
It's right next to IHOP, man.
You've never been in your family never took you to IHOP for breakfast. What?
I don't like breakfast.
You don't like breakfast?
No. What?
What the hell is wrong with you?
The only breakfast food I do like is pancakes, but not that much.
So why would we ever assume that if the only thing you like is pancakes, why is it so? Oh, I've never been to the International House of Pan-Effing-Cakes. Jesus.
So you like pancakes, but you've never been to IHOP.
I would eat lunch for breakfast any day rather than eat any breakfast.
Really? When did this start? Is this based on your pampered childhood?
No, I mean, it started with mommy bacon.
Hold on. Don't interrupt me. So mommy would cut the crust off your peanut butter and jelly and serve that to you for breakfast. What would you eat when you were a kid? Let's say 7, 8, 9. When you can start remembering, what would you do in the morning? Like on a Saturday morning.
I know what he did in the morning.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. What would you eat for breakfast?
If anything, it would be cereal. But
sugary cereal?
Yeah. Like Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops, of course.
I have a follow-up.
Lucky Charms.
Yes, go ahead.
Fruity Pebbles.
I did not know this was going to take Mike McIntosh turn.
Say, thank you. In the Mike McIntosh house,
yes.
Did you ever have a real breakfast served? Where you
Yeah, did mommy ever serve you a hot breakfast?
Where you had
breakfast?
Like, they have options and you walked and said, oh, I don't want any of this, Mom. I'll just have cereal.
Yeah. Quite often. I mean,
Quite often.
Bacon makes me sick. I absolutely despise bacon.
This is a running theme that no one cares about.
eggs are just nothing.
Has your mom ever said to you, "How would you like your eggs, dear?"
I think at one point I liked them scrambled, but even that's nothing.
Okay, so she did say it.
Yes.
Would anyone else, like maybe your tennis pro brother, would he have a nice hearty hot breakfast in the house?
Yes.
Did she cook for anybody?
Yes. I mean, she cooked bacon for my brother and sometimes and eggs for everyone else, just not me.
And you just go straight to Fruity Pebbles.
Cereal or nothing.
Oh, wow.
In the McIntosh household, because I love to get a window into this.
Okay. I do, too. So
it was you, your mother, your father, and your brother, right? The four of you?
And your brother is Bobby Riggs, right?
Of course.
That's right.
So you'll be... See, every time I think of breakfast, this is what I'm envisioning in my mind, is the traditional household.
Yeah. You
know, the dad reading the newspaper, that
the clinking of glasses.
Kind of
did you
have a traditional kind of morning in the McIntosh household?
Sometimes. It wouldn't be often. I mean, usually we were a type of kids who would just get up right before school and then head right out the door.
Okay. Sleep in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about on Sundays or Mondays?
Yeah, Mondays.
I mean, or Saturdays and Sundays.
I don't remember, actually. I don't recall.
So as an elementary school student, and what elementary school did you go to?
Jackson Hole?
St. Anne's and St. James.
St. James and Falls Church. Great school. Okay, so you'd get up and you'd get right before school, you'd get up and get dressed and leave your house. Did you actually go to school? Or did you just leave the house?
All that private schooling led you to this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Years. Your parents must be pissed. See,
was St. James still doing uniforms when you went?
Yes.
Ah.
There are a couple of things I want to weigh in on here. All right?
Okay.
This is just about parenting 101. We were talking about this last night. We're talking about bedtime. Carl and I were talking about how bedtime is a huge deal. That's the first thing when you're raising a child. Mm-hmm. That if you slide on that, you might be in for it. Am I saying that every kid that doesn't have a set bedtime is going to get messed up?
No,
but it's part of the equation. Not having a bedtime is parents not wanting to go through the aggravation of disciplining their children, and it can be problematic.
What I know is this, after raising two, kids may fight it, but ideally a child loves structure in their life.
I think you're absolutely right.
It's comforting, and a bedtime is something that even if they fight it, it really benefits them in the long run, or they turn out like Robert.
That kind of spills into the other thing where, you know, I believe my mom has probably, maybe moms all over and dads to a certain extent,
dads
have used this line, I'm not a short order cook. So you're going to get the breakfast that everybody is getting, and that's it. And a hot breakfast, and you know, for God's sake, kids all over America that don't even get a hot breakfast.
That's when dad, if he's, you know, doing his thing, he says, I'm not a bank.
That's right.
We both
thank you,
play our roles.
Thank you. And, hold on. Your father, please make sure that you do. I was just saying a little prayer for Oscar's future child. Just because of that. Just worrying about that one because.
But can't you see their traditional breakfast? You know, they're all around the table in the kitchenette. It's not even at the dining room table. It's the kitchenette, and the dad's reading the paper, and he has an omelet. Right. Mom maybe has some oatmeal. The tennis player is having eggs, and Mac is there with like a hoagie.
But it didn't, you know what? It didn't prevent him from weighing in with his shtick of the day about the International House of Pancakes.
Hey, maybe he could repeat it because maybe someone's just tuning in.
Rather not have that happen. I will say this. When I was in the Mecca of Manassas, Virginia, the International House of Pancakes up on Route 28 was a place that we frequented. And it was well run and it was efficient. And not only did I frequent it occasionally on a weekend morning, but I would frequent it after a certain pub with my name on it would close.
Sure.
And then we'd roll in there. And that's always, you want to roll into an IHOP, a 24-hour IHOP at about 3 o'clock in the morning, you're going to get some shows, no matter what.
Well, you meet the cream of society at that time. Yes.
In Manassas. Yes.
But only after you close down the International House of Mike.
It would either be let's go to the IHOB or let's go over to my porch and wake the neighbors at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, sunnier days. Once again, I reiterate how I survived that is a surprise to me. I'm not sure that I'm not. But anyway, good time.
Good times.
Hey, Mac, love it when you weigh in on the show. Always a pleasure, and enjoy your slice of pizza for breakfast. I hope you enjoy it.
Remember, he hates all breakfast foods except pancakes.
Yes, thanks. Thank you. We'll take a break.
Sick.
Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Guess who, baby?
Hey, baby.
Woo! Nikki Diamond.
I'm here, but you know what? I never left. Just like football, I'm always there, lurking. Free agency, the draft, OTAs, minicamp, preseason, fantasy, playoffs, Super Bowl. Nikki Diamond, just like the Mike O'Mara Show, is always here when you need it, and even when you don't. It's a sure thing. Light him up.
We'll be back on the show soon.
He'll be on.
Absolutely.
We're going to have
Nikki. Yeah.
So, you know, before you know it, it'll be football season. It's just the beginning of the summer. Welcome back to the...
I'm turning into Jiminy Glick.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. The truth is, most of us are brushing our teeth wrong. That's because most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than better brushing, but not Quip. So what makes Quip so different? Quip is an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes, but still packs the vibrations to clean your teeth. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist recommended 2 minutes with guiding pulses, that remind you when to switch sides. Quip subscription plans deliver new brush heads on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. Quip also comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror.
Love it.
And it serves as a cover for hygienic travel wherever you take your teeth. It's space age. Everyone loves Quip. They were on Oprah's O list. They were named one of Time's best inventions, and Quip is the first subscription electric toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association. Quip is backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists, and hundreds of thousands of happy brushers use Quip every day. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. GETQUIP.com/TMOS, and we thank you. I am telling the truth here. There is one activity that we haven't 100% confirmed it, but not next week, but the week after, I'm going to be having a junket.
Oh, nice.
On the weekend for my 59th birthday. We're very, very excited. We're going to visit our friends, and we're going to the great state of Vermont.
Vermont.
And, we got lots planned. These are our friends, the Colburns, you know, Michael and Nancy, our dear friends. And we get together with them frequently. And this is the first time we're going to their digs. And so we're very, very excited. We're going to spend an overnight on the way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just Carla said you can do whatever you want. And of course, I picked a place where I'll play golf. And I'm not going to give you the specific itinerary, but I am going to tell you that there is one activity that got mentioned. And the fat man, the inner fat man in me.
Yes.
Is so excited because we were told that part of our trip to Vermont will include a trip to Ben and Jerry's.
Hey!
Why not, man?
Do it, man.
Why not? Doesn't matter that you're on the brink of diabetes.
It, man.
Do it, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I would be there, and I would be actually staying at Ben and Jerry's and just visit the Colburns.
Well, the way I get it is that there is a factory close by that doesn't do tours, but then less than an hour away, there's the big like tour thing.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, that you've met Colonel Colburn.
Yes.
And Colonel Colburn is the, you know, a body type that is pretty, you know, as far opposite from me as anyone can get.
Yeah,
He's still a Marine.
When you stand next to each other, you two look like a semicolon.
This is true. He's still, he has the Marine level of fitness and
he's trim.
So,
this is you, me, and Irene, where they had that.
Me, myself, and Irene.
Where they had the scene at the Ben and Jerry's headquarters, where he has a fight with himself.
I didn't know that. Is that where that happened?
Yeah. I'm not mistaken.
Is that where he's a? You know what? You're absolutely right. I think that did happen in that movie.
Jim Carrey is like
a psycho,
right?
Himself.
Yeah, yeah.
And throwing himself on top of cars.
You know, I could write a book, and maybe I will write a book, Why I'm Fat, by Mike O'Mara, and it'll just be chapter after chapter of reasons why I'm fat and what fat people love. Rob, I think I trump you.
Could I write
in the
foreword?
The foreword, yeah. But I think I trump you in the why I'm fat department, because I as soon as I heard that there was a potential of going to Ben and Jerry's, it's like it's all I'm thinking about.
Well,
look.
In your defense, I love to run you down about your personal health, right? Because it affects both my personal relationship with you and the business, right? People talk about five-year plans.
Primarily the business.
People talk about five-year plans. I was like, well, I have a wonderful friendship with Mike and Rob. but I don't have any insight into their arteries. So I just don't know what 5 years looks like, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but what I do know is that...
Well, the migraine yesterday, I should point that out.
I said, and then Mike's like, if I have a tumor, we're going to have to talk about it. And I was like, we'll name it. It'll be good for the show.
That's right.
What I will say that...
Mike's tumor is brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial.
Got me the tumor.
So,
there we go.
Mm-hmm. We, as a team, I think... to a man can give someone a pass when you have a Graceland of whatever,
yeah,
of ice cream, which is Ben and Jerry's.
They should use that. That's pretty good.
That I think that even myself would be lying if I was going to Vermont to visit like Shannon's family or a friend. And they're like, mm-hmm, by the way, on that Saturday, we're going to Ben and Jerry's. That would change the entire dynamic of the trip. From being like, oh, this is going to be fun. Be like, wow, I've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
I've eaten a lot of that ice cream. Would be nice to see how it's made.
What's the name of the guy that's come on both the radio show and our regular podcast? Is it Greenfield?
It's Cherry Garcia.
Give me one second.
He's a guy. He's their marketing guy.
He's fantastic.
He does radio tours, and we've gotten him on the podcast because we're such enthusiasts about this. Now, recently, when I was dabbling with the vegan thing, and hey. Yeah. That seems like it was a long time ago, doesn't it?
Mike, he's Sean Greenwood.
Sean Greenwood.
The grand poobah of PR at Ben & Jerry's.
And he brings in samples, and we've done great shows around that because we get so excited. But this really doesn't even have anything to do with Ben & Jerry's. This is me. This is me.
Okay.
This is where the book, Why I'm a Fat Man, all right?
Right.
I'm here to tell you, I'm not faking this to the Goldbergs. I wrote him an email that said, I hope you don't think I'm a rube, but I'm a little excited. I got to show you the exchange.
Please.
Because he responded like, okay, Lord ass, here we go. And he didn't mean to be mean. He's one of the sweetest guys in the world. But he responded to me like, he actually is understanding where I'm coming from. And I don't think on his best day he would care about going to the Ben and Jerry's factory. I just don't think that he would do it. I don't think he cares. I really don't.
But you know what? For him, it'll be a fun adventure because you know what? Mike, you are fun to travel with. You're a good partner in crime when you do an adventure. Mm-hmm. So it could be going to anywhere. And nobody hates ice cream. It won't be an unpleasant thing for him.
Right.
And you will turn it into something fun. I know you will.
All right. So we've been going back and forth about the arrangements. I say, thanks, Michael. I have to be honest. So I'm trying to be cool, right?
Right?
I'm trying to keep it in my pants. This is me trying to keep it in my pants. I'm so fat. I'll read it in the tone. This is funnier than I thought it would be.
So you're going to interpret it an interpretive reading.
I will read it in the tone that I intended it to be delivered.
Okay.
Thanks, Michael. I have to be honest. When Carla mentioned the possibility of Ben and Jerry's visit, I got a tad giddy.
Oh, God. Giddy?
The fat man in me looks forward to a little ice cream sightseeing. Yes, I am a rube. So there I am just making fun of myself.
There, yeah.
But the real me is just like, Jesus Christ, if you do anything that weekend, make sure that you don't cancel the Ben & Jerry's tour. Make sure you don't cancel the Ben & Jerry's
big
tour.
Big birthday weekend.
That is.
So here we go. This is how he responds to me. Yes, the Ben & Jerry's tour is fun. Yeah, okay. Not for him, probably, because he's and then he says to me, this is the same thing when a waiter comes over and stares right at me and goes, who's ready for dessert now? He goes, yes, the Ben and Jerry's tour is fun, and there are generous free samples at the end of the tour.
Generous.
Exclamation point. You fat lard, you ball of gelatinous goo.
There are generous free samples at the end of the tour. Mike, you may want to bring a tablespoon.
Oddly enough, one of the biggest factories located less than a mile from our house, but they don't offer tours, but the place that does the tours is less than an hour drive, so it's still very doable. Should be fun. And I'm like,
less than an hour.
Yeah.
It's long ways.
Okay, now do not.
Well, he
do
could
not.
Pack a snack
you know
for the
doing?
Trip.
You know what he's long doing?
Ways.
He's giving me a complex now. He's giving me a complex. That
no, what
they
he's
had
doing?
No intention of doing this.
Now they
that
have
this is going
to
gonna wreck their week.
Right. And she had a sandwich in the car.
Hello, General Borkardo. She had a sandwich in the car.
Let's take a deep dive into that last sentence.
Oh, no, you're right. This is not what they
One more time. Oddly enough is the tell.
Yeah.
Oh,
it should be convenient. because it's less than a mile away from us.
It could conceivably
place that does
be tours convenient.
Is less than an hour drive, so it's still very doable. Should be fun. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
if you
we're
go into dictionary.com.
Coco's coming to town. Take him to the ice cream
Coco?
Factory. Yes, yeah. And when are they arriving? They should be here in about an hour. Okay, does he still want to go to the ice cream factory? Of course he wants to go. That's the only place he wants to go. Yeah, but it's like a beautiful town. It's like the beautiful, the country, the scenic beauty of Vermont. No, he wants to go to the ice cream factory. Look at him. How could he care about anything else? That's what he wants.
And then they look at each other and they go, I guess it's doable.
Mike.
He didn't mean it that way. He is the sweetest, nicest
person.
He
truly is.
I laughed at my thing. You know, I hope you don't. Yeah, please. You know, when really the way it'd be. Yeah. I should have. If I want to write him a message that is completely honest, it would be, whatever you do, I don't care where we go, but we have to go to the Ben and Jerry's factory. Because I will not have a good time unless. And when we wake up that morning and we're going to the factory, I will be like a child. You might as well put me in
when
the
you
third
wake up
row
at,
of the vehicle.
4 a.m. on yes. the day. Mm-hmm.
I'll be sitting at the kitchen table. I'll be sitting at the kitchen table with a tea in my hand going, hey, are you finally up? It's 6:30. I know, but we've got to. Hey, Mike, the factory tours don't start until noon. I don't care. We can sit in the parking lot and look at the trucks going in.
I've been all over your kitchen. Where are the spoons?
For those in the D.C. area, right?
Yeah,
super D.C. centric today. But for those of you that have gone through this, and if you're listening, you know. You live in Fairfax. You live in Rockville in Maryland. It's anywhere between a 30 to 40 minute drive outside the city. Right?
Sure.
Manassas.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. When you have friends that come to town or relatives and you're like, oh, you know, and DC is 40 minutes up the street if you want to see the monuments. Actually, the cherry blossoms are the weekend you're coming.
Right.
If you want, you throw that out there just to like as a nice.
Yeah. It's the smallest of small talk.
Anything's possible. And they're like, the cherry blossoms? You mean the little trees the Japanese brought as a peace offering?
That's around the tidal basin.
Oh my God. And then you're like, Saturday and Sunday are the worst times to go into the city because it's Rube Nation.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And Saturday will be the worst day, and that's the day we're going to go. That's the only day we can go because that's when we're there. We're
the
coming back on
day.
Sunday. So that's the only day.
So it's either cherry blossoms or Cherry Garcia. And either way, you're screwed.
Hey, here's what I could do. I could pretend that I didn't really care, and then we could hit it just on our own because we don't need our friends to go.
Well, that would be mean.
Well, no, they maybe no. I'd be lying if I can hear the guy. Oh, we were gonna go on a lovely hike down by the lake. Oh yeah, exercise. Oh, I'll go to the ice cream plant.
Plant.
Okay, have golf carts. That'll be fun.
Heard it's be beautiful.
It is this time of year.
Yeah,
the chocolate is blooming.
I wonder, you know, I have a way of behaving before a major sporting event or a concert that I'm going to go to or an event that I'd like to see. I kind of like walk fast because
you celebrate it. Yeah.
I'm going to be out of control that day. You know? I mean, seriously, that car is going to pull into the parking lot and you're going to hear, Mike, come back here. Okay, just come on.
Come on.
Come on now. There might be a line. Let's go. Here we go. And boy, yeah, it's not going to be that special. It's a factory. Okay. It's going to be.
It's not going to be
a
special factory.
Yeah,
it's the best ice cream.
All I know is that I got a stern warning from a listener who said, when I get into the factory, do not drink out of the chocolate river. You said I'll get sucked up in the tube. That's it. I'm very scared about it.
Feel sorry for Vanka.
Hey, he tossed him a fortune in fudge. We'll take a break. Come back with the news you may not be on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hi, this is Maddie, and so far on Guilty Pleasures, we've heard from ASMR addicts, stuffed animal collectors, reality TV junkies, and now we want to hear from you. Do you want to air out a secret pleasure that's been weighing you down? Do you find joy in something that's socially unacceptable? Are you one of the many middle-aged men that apparently love Dawson's Creek? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Maddie's Guilty Pleasure podcast is the place for you. Join us on the More Network as two Maddies from Buffalo talk about our weird habits and yours. Email your guiltiest pleasure to pleasure@mikeomaraShow.com to have those secrets lifted off of your shoulders. And be sure to tune in to see how your weird habits compare. And remember, it's okay to be really, really, really different.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. Here's a hot tip for all you dads and grads out there.
Yeah.
This year, tell your family what you really want. a tour of the Ben and Jerry's factory. No, I'm sorry. Graduates don't want a sappy card with a Red Lobster gift certificate tucked within. Those cheddar biscuits will never entertain you. And you can't get enough of what won't satisfy you.
That's right, Mike.
Like Jerry Garcia.
Mm.
Or their dairy-free line, which was fantastic. Seven-layer bar.
Oh.
High school and college grads want the TMOS bonus package. And for Father's Day, don't get Dad some useless gadgets from Brookstone or worse, the SkyMall catalog. If Dad gets a marshmallow gun, you can't count on getting a face full of Stay Puft goo from a disappointed dada. What the hell? Dad wants the TMOS bonus package. Dad loves the extra commercial-free content, and grads love the cussing. Hooray for swears. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. It really makes a great gift. Spread some cheer bonus show style. They'll get access to all our TMOS content, and you'll be helping TMOS along the way. So embrace the fad to make those dads and grads a tad more glad, scare away the sad and bad from their rad dad and grad pad with the best gift they've ever had. The TMOS bonus package. Quit sucking in. Ladies and gentlemen, from the bottom of our heart, we thank you.
News!
Despite a 2-year battle with throat cancer that took a serious toll on his health, Val Kilmer will return for the Top Gun sequel, Top Gun Maverick. Not really even sure how I feel about this. I haven't had time to process it. Sources say he's been spotted at the San Diego hotel that the production crew has been using since filming started last week. The rivalry-turned friendship between Kilmer's Iceman and Tom Cruise's Maverick is one of the all-time great bromances in movie history. Is it really, though, or don't they just become friends at the end and they kind of acknowledge each other? That's the way I remember the
movie. I think the movie is more fondly remembered than it actually is.
Yeah,
because it's not a great movie.
Yeah, this is just making it's a hype.
It's a classic.
Yeah,
it's an absolute classic. You got the locker room scene.
Yeah,
it's a volleyball scene. All the muscles.
My favorite scene: crash and burn. Remember that when he's
always playing great balls of fire. Yeah. Come on, okay. Goose.
All right,
it's Maverick.
Mike,
Kelly McGillis.
Let me rephrase that. It's the greatest movie of all
time.
Was
it because you just couldn't relate to being athletic?
Is it because you don't have the mental capacity to understand a truly good movie? Who thought Casablanca was about the White House?
Oh, Dad, why did you have to use that? Why do you have to use one of those?
Why
gotta
go low, man?
What?
You know, use a recent
why
one.
Why gotta go low?
You can do better if you're
immigrant.
Casablanca, you know?
But it's true.
How about Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah.
It's a great film. Yeah. Love that movie.
But The Godfather.
Godfather also very good. Godfather 2.
Better movie.
Yes, I'm smart.
Top Gun, pop culture classic.
Okay, now you're hedging your own bet on that. You went from a great movie to a pop culture classic.
It's not
Pretty soon it's going to be an agreeable time filler.
It's not The Godfather.
No, it's not.
Can't compare.
I think it's going to be a little odd that you have the movie Top Gun predicated on the best and the brightest. And I mean that in no small way when I talk about the Navy pilots that are these spectacular, they are athletes and they're brilliant men.
Mm-hmm.
And they fly these jets in amazingly difficult circumstances. And now you're going to bring these 50-plus guys back. It's just, I don't get it, but
on the bright side,
and
they're going to get priority seating when they load the plane now.
Also, Let's be clear. What's awkward right now, and I don't know what the details are behind Val Kilmer and how he looks. Because Val Kilmer looks different.
He does.
Getting by his stupid comment that's making me laugh here, where suddenly the fighter jet becomes a commercial jet.
Yeah, I think that's the plot now, is that they actually have
to. If you're infirmed or you have small children, please now we'll do priority.
There is a thrilling scene where they're checking baggage.
It's not airplane.
Yes, Oscar, I understand.
All right, let's move on.
No, but Tom Cruise looks the same.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm glad that
Kilmer does not.
Yeah, but I'm glad he's well enough to do the film because I'm a fan of Val Kilmer. I think he's excellent. Yeah. So,
and now Rob Spiewak news.
Thank you.
You had that little problem with that last one.
Yeah.
If you ever make it to Munchkin Land, be warned.
Oh yeah.
Rob Spiewak was all over this on social media yesterday because that's what gets him excited. There is no one left to welcome you at Munchkin Land because everybody's dead.
Yes.
Jerry Marin, the last surviving adult Munchkin from The Wizard of Oz, died last month yes. at the age of 98. Marin played the member of the Lollipop Guild who hands Dorothy a giant lollipop. Shocker, he has that ready. He was paid $50 a day for the movie, and while the dog that played Toto got $125 a day.
Dog was named Terry in real life.
It matters that we specify that Marin was the last surviving adult Munchkin because while everyone is reporting that he was the last Munchkin, several kids who played child Munchkins are still alive.
That's true.
They weren't even 10 years old when they filmed The Wizard of Oz in 1939. Jerry Marin was 18. So there you go.
He worked up until just a few years ago. He was also in a Marx Brothers movie. He was the little kid.
Sorry.
We let that go.
Do you remember the show The Gong Show? He was the little person that threw confetti on the Gong Show.
We've moved on.
Was he really? That's
yes.
exciting. Did he have a mustache during
he
the
did.
Gong Show?
He did.
Okay. Fly a fighter jet.
I try not to be in his Rob Mob, but then I get sucked in. You can't help it.
Come in, Mike. Come down. Yeah, we're all happy down here.
How many people knew Jerry Marin as soon as you put the name up? Because you didn't specify that he was a Munchkin. You actually just mentioned Jerry
Marin.
No,
a lot of people right away. It was,
a lot of people have Google.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Craig Horlman. How are you? All right. Anyway.
Funniest man on Facebook.
Thank you. As expected, Samantha Bee talked about her C word controversy on Full Frontal last night. She said she's used the word a lot on her show in an attempt to reclaim it. Usually in a playful way.
They use it a lot, Damone.
They use it a lot. But that wasn't the case when she used it as an insult against Ivanka Trump for not standing up to her dad's immigration policy. She said, quote, "I crossed the line. I regret it. And I do apologize for that. The problem is many women have heard that word at the worst moments in their lives and don't want it reclaimed. I don't want to inflict more pain on them. I want this show to be challenging and I want it to be honest, but I never intended to hurt anyone." And then she says, "Except Ted Cruz." I don't know. There's something about doing the apology and then having shtick at the end that makes me laugh. Apparently, the hot new trend in cocktails right now is making your mouth numb. Does anyone have any knowledge of this?
No.
The cocktails use a little blossom called a Sichuan button or buzz button, and when you bite into one, it makes your mouth a little numb, and it has the intense tingle for about 10 minutes or so. According to bartenders, it really helps bring out the flavors in your drinks and lets you really taste all of the individual ingredients, and unlike a lot of mixology trends, this one has left the bars in Brooklyn and gone mainstream. TGI Fridays is all over the trend.
Really?
And they just rolled out a drink called the Blackberry Buzz Rita that uses a buzz button in it. I would welcome that taste test at some point on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The good thing about that is that it won't have any sugar in it, so it won't give you a hangover.
Not at all.
A Blackberry Margarita? Yes. I can't imagine why would something that numbs your mouth make you have more sensitive taste? It would seem to go the other direction.
It's, you know, it's for
science.
Like Adrian.
Science.
Here's your billion-dollar idea. It's like Uber, but instead of people giving you rides, people help you when you're being a coward. A 22-year-old woman in Dorset, England, named Demi Sweeney.
Hello.
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 Hello. It's Demi Sweeney.
Apparently, she's got a serious case of arachnophobia, so she freaked out last week when she saw an inch-long spider in her house, so she ordered food delivery from KFC, and when the driver got there, she asked him to take care of the spider, and he did. He got it off the ceiling and flushed it down the toilet. There's no word on how much she tipped, but she probably ordered the KFC just to kill the spider.
Man, I'm jealous that they can get KFC delivered.
Oh my God, did you hear about the new Domino's hotspots?
Yes, I've seen the commercial.
I have two of them. I'm putting a lidocaine on it.
Wait, sound like me when I found out we were going to the factory.
I was so excited. I'm like, in a park? They'll deliver to a park?
Hotspots, yeah. Well, so people that don't have a fixed address can get their pizza too.
Transients love pizza too.
Transients.
Thank you. A coffee shop in Melbourne, Australia just started selling broccoli coffee. Which is just what it sounds like, coffee with broccoli in it. Specifically, they use a special powder made from broccoli, and they add it to lattes. On the bright side, just 2 tablespoons of the powder is the equivalent of 5 servings of vegetables. On the downside, apparently you can really taste the broccoli flavor in your coffee.
Oh.
And it's not exactly delicious. Plus, the powder adds kind of a sickly green tint to the entire drink. There's no word on whether any coffee shops in the U.S. are going to try to add the vegetables to their drinks, but, you know, take your time.
I can imagine when you distill broccoli down to its essence like that, it's going to change the color when you fix the printer.
Take your time.
It's fixing the printer. It's my new fave. And now a little something something. A woman went into a bank in Forestdale, Alabama. How you doing? I'm from Forestdale, Alabama, and it's good to have y'all here.
How do?
She goes into a bank, and she handed the manager a bank robbery note with 2 options. One, give her $6,000 from the vault, and she'd perform a sexual favor on him. Number 2, don't give her the money, and she'd claim that he sexually assaulted her. That's in the note.
Wow.
So fortunately for the bank manager, or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, he didn't have to make the choice. The cops quickly got to the bank while the woman was still there, and they arrested her. So I guess technically, you could say that she blew it. There we go. Thank you.
She did.
She blew it. Yes. Yeah. And really, if he took option 1,
yeah,
middle of the bank, where are they going to go? Right? Come on, give me a break. You're going to go in the vault? How's that going to work? $6,000. Yeah.
Like my body.
We'll take a little break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, friends. As someone completely untrained in medicine, I got to give it to you straight. Mike and the gang aren't going to be around much longer. At this point, Mike is more machine than man. Oscar is hopelessly hooked on porn and painkillers. Mm. And Rob is asking an awful lot of his pancreas.
True.
My advice? Enjoy them as much as you can while you can. Order the bonus show. Mm. Because like Dude Walker says, 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Mm. Especially once that Grim Reaper comes calling.
Thank you very much. Seems to be a theme of today's show.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Still the best way to get what you need. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, you got to do it right. So listen up. Just click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. We need it, people. We need it more than you know, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
I hate giving credit to Adrian, but as my clock is right, it looks like he's just about pulling into Bonnaroo right now. Ooh. And when he's pulling in, he's going to have this.
We'll have him on the show tomorrow.
This is a solar charger for your cell phone.
Perfect.
So not only does it hold the charge, it can charge 2 cell phones and recharge itself just using the light of the sun. It's only $21.99, and it's our Amazon buy of the day.
Boom, bam. Oh, nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Like
hanging or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. It didn't have to get
it clips right to your backpack.
Yeah.
Clips right to your backpack.
Shame you didn't know that before he left. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the solar charger and more at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. So get clicking. I did it again. Glet kicking, you Amazonians. Thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Thursday, June 7, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
Should have played this last month, but it sets up something that just happened yesterday. Sean Spicer was promoting his book and just couldn't seem to get the president's name right.
And that's the important part. The United States and President Crump, by the way, has made this clear since...
President Crump, of course. President and if you don't refer to the president by name, he is, of course, the commander-in-chief, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not according to Kellyanne Conway, who yesterday called him this.
And the problem with the president of the United States and the commander of chief expressing that opinion is exactly
and
that.
It's not even close.
They're
because
overworked.
They're
overworked.
Not even the commander in chief. She said the commander of chief.
And the problem with the president of the United States and the commander of chief expressing that opinion.
Because I didn't even know that was a thing, because I'd like that job.
By the way, this week on Political Persuasions, lots to talk about, as usual, but a very personal angle on the Philadelphia Eagles cancellation.
Upset. He's very upset.
By Mr. Chris Freights, lifelong Eagles fan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to that just about more than anything. It's going to be great.
Now, this is tragic. David Cassidy, of course, you know, passed away, I believe, last year.
Yeah.
And at the end.
Lit cigarette, right?
No, that was Jack Cassidy. Oh. This is the gentleman who was on the Partridge Family. And
Oh, it's Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you hear the mic? Hey, Jack, did you hear Mike's going to the Ben and Jerry's?
Oh, that'll be great for his cholesterol, Jack Cassidy. Yeah.
vanilla base with lots of chunky ice cream flavors. Yes, sir. Put candy in the ice cream, fat ass. Jack Cassidy. He'll collapse. He'll collapse at the end of the tour.
Didn't expect him to come by. It's nice. When he passed away, he said he was suffering from dementia.
Yes.
He has a documentary coming out on A&E where they have this newly released phone call from the end of his life. He never really had dementia. He was lying about it.
Sad. There is no sign of me having dementia at this stage of my life. It was complete alcohol poisoning. And the fact is, I lied about my drinking. The head doctor at the hospital, she said, I believe that your dementia was directly related to your alcoholism.
Very tragic. Sad.
Oh, man, that is a bummer. That is a bummer. But, you know, there's a silver lining to everything. You know, I just put that in my excuse drawer. I'm sorry.
That is
sorry,
messed up.
Is that's in the kitchen, right?
Cold hard. Sorry.
Is it by your junk drawer in the kitchen?
It's dementia, Carla. I didn't know how to pick up little Michael.
Oscar even wrote the way I'm going to do it the first time. No, that's terrible. That's terrible.
All right. If this is not a recipe for disaster, I don't know what is. Mariah Carey had revealed on the Jimmy Kimmel Show that in her new tour and her new concerts, she's going to be taking live requests. That means she's going to have to interact with the crowd and deviate from what's planned. She doesn't.
Oh, that's
going to
give. That'll be the gift that keeps on giving.
I know, fantastic. But because she doesn't seem like something that can really roll with the punches.
I'm going to have more freedom with the set list and be able to be like interactive with the fans and see what songs they really want to hear more than.
How will you interact with them? Will you do that through social media or will there be a wheel or will you poll people?
I think it's perhaps a bit of both. I like the wheel idea.
Will there be. Will you take requests in any.
I am.
What? You will.
Mariah, Mariah, you can't do it, Mariah. Mariah,
don't do it.
We're the lowest rung of the showbiz ladder. You can't. It'll be problematic. Trust me on that one.
I don't want to sing that one. That's not one that I like to sing.
I think it could be a problem.
Tommy Mottola, who?
You know Mottola. I don't know that song anymore, dear.
This is a July concert. Why are we making her slur? I don't understand what that
is. I think there's a chance we're just playing the odds.
Why do you want? You don't know. I'm sorry. All I want for Christmas is not appropriate in July.
All right. Mike, I have a Florida story, and I love this. I love when Conan's punchlines sort of surprise him. Okay. There was a zoo robbery. Hey, ooh, man. There was a zoo robbery in Florida.
A man in Florida was arrested after he was caught with several stolen zoo animals. Yeah. Yeah, he would have gotten away with it, too, if the parrot hadn't talked. Thank you. Wow. Of all of them, the one I liked the most was the one for children. Yeah, and the pig squealed.
So that's your magic audio ball. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another TMOS episode. That would be another The Mike O'Mara Show episode, so that's really
that's
grammatically
fine.
Incorrect. Don't forget to listen.
Dementia.
24/7, our new PlayPod app. How's the streaming, Pony? Did we get it fixed?
It's coming along. We're getting there.
Stream clean.
We're getting there.
Yes.
Oh, so not really?
Not yet, but...
Good. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show Box 32101,
prorated for our monthly payment for the provider.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. 2007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for gun safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.